Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh and School District Superintendent Jaime Alisea toured the former Central High School Thursday with renewed hope that the long-vacant building will become a regional STEAM school. Governor Cuomo has committed to the project as one of his many priorities, which will also include a worker training center. As they stood in the 1,800-seat auditorium, Walsh said the A in STEAM will complement the district's already strong career and technical programs.
It's the arts that, in some ways, what makes it unique, right? And from a school district standpoint, that's really where you have a gap to fill in performing arts as it relates to other Big Five school districts, right?
Yes, yes.
The performing arts programming is a critical component and can't find a better place than this auditorium to put it all on full display.
Students could be performing on the same stage as Italian opera star Luciano Pavarotti. He's said to have performed Central High's Lincoln Auditorium because of its acoustics when he performed there in the 1960s. Mayor Walsh says they still have a lot of work ahead of them as they work with education and business partners to develop a curriculum to prepare the workforce. He adds that the school is just one piece of the larger Syracuse surge plan.
It isn't just about the STEAM school. You have to connect that to the entrepreneurial and business growth that's happening up the street at the Tech Garden. You have to connect it to SUNY EOC, the Educational Opportunity Center, which is our go-to partner right now for workforce development and skills gap training, which is just a block in the other direction. So all of those coming together with the STEAM High School is what contributes to the broader surge strategy to make sure that we can compete in the new economy.
Then there's the renovation of the 117-year-old school. It's in surprisingly good shape considering the building has sat vacant since 1975, years before Superintendent Alisea joined the district in 1983.
This is the third time since I've been in administration in the district that we have tried to reopen this building. This time we have the support of the governor of the state of New York, and I think that this is the opportunity that we were waiting for.
Alisea says he was first connected to Central High when he became principal at Fowler, where most of Central's staff was transferred. He says he and the mayor have heard from several alumni who are excited that their old school will once again be filled with students. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.